Well, the type soil you have here, is it that?
It's black and mucky and acid. Acid type, see.
Yes.
That's the biggest treatment you have to give the soil here, is to counteract the acidity from the pine. Now, there was a time in Slidell, I guess it was about 30 years ago, that the state put up a lime plant here, right on the bayou. And,
what bayou is that?
Bayou Vincent. It is the one by the shipyard. That's the bayou. And they would give anybody any amount of lime they want to treat their soil. They could come there and get it. It was a free... I don't know what happened to the project, but it was really good, because lime is kind of expensive to buy and treat soil with. But the Agriculture Division of the state put this lime plant in, and it was a big help, and it was, you know, encouraging some farmers around. But that's their biggest trouble, is that the lime soil counteract the acidity.
Do you farm now? I know you got a...
I've had those last three boys of mine, it's Bobby and Paul, the last two, not the last three. They are big FFA students in school. We bought this land out in the country. My brother bought this piece of ground. And they liked agriculture. And we'd buy them steers at the start of the year, and they'd fatten them. And I contribute a good bit to the chapter here, you know. Donation, always running short, and always suffering from the shorts or something. And we helped the chapter out, and that's how I got to be an honorary chapter farmer. And that's the FFA. I really like the farm life, and I like a lot about it, but I don't. I'm not very capable or knowledgeable about the farm. I never had any experience on it.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they? Well, what would you use to break ground with in the spring?
Well, we used to have a common plow. That we used to sell a lot in this area was the Georgia stock. You know, it's a wooden beam plow, and you could put the heel sweeps and the shovel sweeps, and you'd use a shovel sweep for a middle breaker if the ground was, but a Georgia stock was not a competent plow for new ground, because it was a little fragile, you know. And this ground was hard to break. This, like I told you, this soil is gummy and sticky.
You know? What do you call that? You call that gumbo?
Gumbo, yeah. That's it. Well, that you'd break up a Georgia stock pretty bad, you know, if you were trying to break new ground, because you.
Where's the use?
As long back as I can remember, they always bought a steel beam plow, you know, to start with. Of course, after they got the ground broke and had farmed it for a while, it was then granular enough, and the Georgia stock was favored over the steel beam plow because it was lighter, you see, and you could handle it easier, and the attachments were easier to change on it than the steel beam plow. So they just kind of, one farmer would buy to cut it, you know, he'd buy this steel beam plow, and after he got his ground in shape, mother would move in and